Treasure Island, a classic story by Robert Louis Stevenson, adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. Billy Bones and Blind Pew. My name is Jim Hawkins. When I was a boy, my mother and father had a guest house called the Admiral Benbow, and that is where my story begins. I remember the pirate Billy Bones very well. He came walking up the road from the harbour, a big brown-skinned man in a dirty blue coat. He had long black hair and a scar across his cheek. Behind Billy, another man pulled his sea chest along on a cart. I knew what it was because all sailors and pirates kept their belongings in sea chests. Billy Bones knocked on the door of our guest house with his stick. When my father appeared, Billy said, "I want a room." He threw 4 gold coins on the ground in front of my father. Then he turned to the man with the cart.
"Bring in my chest," cried Billy.
I helped the man to carry the great sea chest up to the spare bedroom. It was so heavy that we were both glad to put it down. Billy Bones walked in afterwards and looked around the room. He smiled to himself and I decided that he must like the room. Billy Bones stayed at the Admiral Benbow for weeks. Every day he climbed up onto the cliff and looked at the sea through a brass telescope. He spent the evenings in the guest house by the fire where he sang his old songs of the sea. He told stories of shipwrecks in terrible storms and men having exciting adventures. If another sailor came to stay at the guest house, Billy peered at him and frowned. One day he said to me,
"I'm hiding from a one-legged man. He wants to steal my sea chest, Jim. You must watch out for him and tell me if you see him."
My father became ill during that time. Slowly he grew worse until one dark winter's day he finally died. My mother and I missed him terribly. One foggy afternoon, as I stood at the door of the Admiral Benbow thinking of my father, I saw a man slowly walking along the road. His eyes were covered and he wore a great cloak with a hood. He tapped the ground in front of him with a stick. As the man approached the guest house, he heard me moving by the door. He stopped in front of me.
"I am Blind Pew," said the man, "a poor blind beggar. I became blind when I was fighting with a pirate. Will you please tell me where I am?"
"You are at the Admiral Benbow in Black Hill Cove," I told him.
"I hear a young voice. Will you lead me in?"
he asked. I held out my hand and Blind Pew pulled me towards him.
"Take me to Billy Bones, boy," he hissed, "or I will break your arm."
Inside the guest house, Billy looked up and stared at Blind Pew. He looked sick with fear.
"Hold out your hand, Billy,"
ordered Pew. He pressed a piece of paper into Billy's hand and then disappeared. I heard his stick tap-tapping down the road. Billy staggered and put his hand to his throat.
"Pew has given me the black spot. He's killed me with his curse," he whispered. And he fell to the floor, dead.
I told my mother what had happened. Without my father to look after us, we were both very frightened. There was a dead man in the guest house, and a dangerous man not far away. We ran to the village to get help. We went from house to house and begged each of the men to come back to the guest house with us, but no one dared to do it.
"You men have the courage of chickens," my mother cried. "My brave boy Jim and I will go back and face the danger alone. I will open that sea chest and take the money that Billy Bones owes us."
We ran back to the guest house. It was foggy, but a full moon glowed red in the sky. We were afraid that someone might see us. My heart beat fast as we stepped through the door and locked it behind us. My mother lit a candle. We went into the room where Billy Bones lay. He was just as we had left him, on his back with his eyes open and one arm stretched out. We pulled down the blinds so no one could see in. Then my mother said,
"We need the key to the chest, Jim. It must be in one of his pockets, but I don't want to touch him." "I'll do it," I offered.
I knelt down beside the body. There was a small circle of black paper near Billy's hand, the black spot. I picked it up and looked at it. Then I felt in his pockets. There were a few coins, a knife, a needle and thread, and a compass. Nothing more.
"It may be around his neck," said my mother.
I tore Billy's shirt open and found the key hanging on a bit of dirty string around his neck. I cut it off with his knife. Then we hurried upstairs with it to Billy's little room. Inside the room we found the sea chest. It was still under the window where the man and I had left it. Billy had not moved it. The chest was old and battered. It had a letter B on the lid.
"Give me the key," said my mother.
I handed her the key and she put it in the lock. It was stiff, but after some struggling, my mother opened it. She lifted the lid and we smelled tobacco and tar. On top there was a new suit, clean and folded. Under the suit we found a tin mug, a pair of guns, a Spanish watch, a few shells, but no money. An old cloak lay at the bottom of the chest. My mother lifted it up impatiently. Inside the pocket she found a small packet tied up with string and a bag of gold coins.
"I'm an honest woman," said my mother. "I'll only take the money that he owes us."
As she separated the British coins from the foreign ones, I heard a sound that almost made my heart jump into my mouth. Outside the guest house, a stick was tap-tapping on the icy road. It was coming nearer and nearer. It tapped on the guest house door. Then the door handle turned and the lock rattled. We stood by the chest, hardly daring to breathe. At last, there was silence. Then the stick tap-tapped away down the road and was gone.
"That was Blind Pew, coming back for the gold coins," I whispered to my mother. "If the door hadn't been locked, he would have found us here. I know he will come back. Let's take the money you have counted and go."
My mother jumped to her feet.
"I'll take this too," I said.
I picked up the little packet and put it in my pocket. We hurried down the stairs and out of the guest house. The moon was shining brightly. Straight away we heard footsteps running towards us.
"Under the bridge, quick!" I whispered, pointing to the little bridge outside the guest house.
I grabbed my mother's hand and pulled her under the bridge. We hid there in the long grass, trying to get our breath back. From our hiding place, I peered out. 8 men stopped by the guest house door. One man held a lantern to light the way. I could see from the light that the men had black hair and ragged clothes. They looked like pirates. When I heard the high, shaky voice of Blind Pew, I knew I was right.
"In, in, in, and be quick," he cried.
5 pirates got ready to break down the guest house door. Then one changed his mind and stopped. He turned the door handle and went in. We'd left the door unlocked in our haste to get away. He was followed quickly by the other 4 pirates who ran inside to find Billy Bones' sea chest. Meanwhile, Blind Pew waited outside with 2 men. A cry of surprise came from inside the guest house.
"Ah!"
Followed by,
"Billy's dead!"
They had found Billy's body in the back room.
"Search him!" shouted Blind Pew. "The rest of you can look for his sea chest!"
Feet pounded up the stairs. And then there was silence. Suddenly, Billy's bedroom window was opened. A man leaned out and shouted down to Blind Pew.
"Someone's been here already," he explained. "Is it there?"
asked Pew.
"The money's here, if that's what you mean,"
the voice answered.
"I don't care about the money. What about the packet?"
asked Pew.
It's gone, Pew,
came the reply.
Those people from the guest house have taken it. They were here a few minutes ago. The door was locked then. Find them. They won't be far away,
shouted Blind Pew. We heard the men looking in all the rooms of the Admiral Benbow. They went up and down the stairs so many times I thought they might break. My mother and I huddled together under the bridge. After a few minutes, the pirates came out.
They're not here, cried one.
We've looked everywhere, said another.
Then we heard a whistle. It came from high on the hill behind the village. The pirates looked at each other in fear.
The customs men are after us, shouted one of the pirates. Let's run!
You cowards, cried Pew. I'm not leaving without that packet. Oh, I wish I wasn't blind. I was the only one who dared to face Billy Bones, a blind man. And now you won't help me.
We've got the money, Pew, and the people from the guest house might have got the packet. We may never find it, said the pirate.
Blind Pew was mad with anger. He raised his stick and beat the men around the back and shoulders. They put their arms up to protect themselves from the blows. Then I heard the sound of horses galloping. It came from the hill. Next came a gunshot. When they heard the sound of gunfire, the pirates turned and ran. They left Blind Pew standing outside the guest house, tapping at the road with his stick.
Don't leave me! Don't leave poor old Pew! He cried.
In the moonlight, five men on horseback came galloping down the hill and into the road. Blind Pew screamed and ran. He fell into a ditch, but he jumped up again. He ran straight into one of the horses. My mother fainted. I called out to the customs men. They helped me carry her into the guest house. Most of the furniture was broken, but nothing was missing except for the bag of coins. The other pirates have escaped, but we have got Pew, said the man in charge. I knew him. His name was Mr. Dance.
What did they want, young Jim? More money?
I don't think so. I think they wanted something that is now in my pocket. I need to put it somewhere safe and to ask Dr. Livesey for his advice, I replied.
Dr. Livesey? He's a fine gentleman. He will advise you well, said Mr. Dance.
He turned to one of his men.
You have a strong horse, he said. Take young Jim to Dr. Livesey's house, and I'll come too. I want to tell the doctor what happened.